Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Sunday, January 19th, and today I want to talk about maize supplies in Zimbabwe. And the reason I'm picking up Zimbabwe this week is because whenever there are challenges in South Africa's agriculture, the next country that comes to mind is Zimbabwe, because the problems there, they get to be far worse than what we experience in South Africa. And when there are difficulties in Zimbabwe, the South African farmers or South African food industry typically have to shoulder some of those problems to ensure that there is stability in food supplies in the region. We see that happening more when it comes to staple grains, where if Zimbabwe's production declines significantly, South Africa, regardless of how bad the season is, ends up having to shoulder Zimbabwe, which I think it's a good thing to stabilize food security in the Southern Africa region. Consider, for example, the 2023-24 production season. That's the 2024 calendar year. That was a challenging year for agriculture across the Southern Africa region. We were hit by the midsummer drought, which was associated with El Nino. And this led to a decline in maize production across the region. Countries like Zambia, for example, saw their maize production declining by 50%. Zimbabwe saw their maize production declining by 60%, while in South Africa, maize production fell by 23%. And now you may ask a question and say, what is going on? Why did Zimbabwe see far significant decline in maize production than in South Africa? And I think this links to the point I made earlier that the problems in Zimbabwe tends to be far worse than what we see in South Africa. Their agricultural sector tends to be far more vulnerable. And part of the reason is that technological use, inputs, application use, and of course the farming technicalities also gets to be part and parcel of that difficulty. But focusing on this issue of maize, the challenge in Zimbabwe was the fact that they used far less fertilizer. And the farmers reduced the fertilizer usage even more in the 2023-24 season because of higher prices of fertilizer. And yes, in recent past, I've talked about fertilizer prices being down 20% on a year-on-year basis. But the current levels of fertilizer prices are nowhere closer to the pre-COVID levels. We continue to see the shocks of the Russia-Ukraine war on the fertilizer prices, the logistical challenges, and of course, the supply constraints in China at certain points. Those are all of the factors that have led to a general increase in fertilizer prices globally. And Zimbabwe and the others are seeing the effects of that, which is why they've reduced the usage in fertilizer. But many African countries already use far less fertilizer. In South Africa, for example, farmers use about, on average, 90 kilograms of fertilizer per hectare. And you think about countries like Zambia, 50 kilograms per hectare. The US and South America, they use over 120 kilograms per hectare. But in other countries, Zimbabwe and the rest of the African continent, you see fertilizer usage far less at 19 kilograms per hectare, 19 kilograms per hectare. So that just shows you then if they reduce it further because of the higher prices, that tends to affect their productivity in agriculture. The other challenge is the fact that South Africa uses far better improved seed varieties compared to what we see in Zimbabwe. So the poor seeds challenge also gets to be one that leads to a reduced production in some of these countries. So those are all of the challenges that were facing Zimbabwe. Thus, their maize production fell by 60% to about 635,000 tons. That's what they harvested at that time. Now, if you consider then how much maize Zimbabwe typically needs a year, they consume about 2 million tons. If their production was at 635,000 tons, that means that they needed to import at least 1 million tons, but one would argue that even more than 1 million tons, maybe 1.5 million tons, is what needed to be imported in Zimbabwe in the period between May 2024 up until April 2025 this year. That's the 2024-25 marketing year, which corresponds with the 2023-24 production year. That tends to be that overlap between the production year and the marketing year. And if you look into this then and say, but how is this influencing South Africa? Where does South Africa come in into this discussion? South Africa comes in because it has then, South Africa has to supply the maize to Zimbabwe. If Zimbabwe needs 1 million tons, South Africa has to step up and ensure that there are supplies in Zimbabwe. And we did exactly that, because if you look at the maize that South Africa exported to Zimbabwe between May 2024 and just the first week of January 2025, South Africa exported about 907,318 tons. That's nearly 1 million tons. So just over 900,000 tons that we exported to Zimbabwe. You look into that as a proportion of overall maize exports out of South Africa. It's about 57% of South Africa's total maize exports. The large part of that is white maize, and of course there's also yellow maize that Zimbabwe imported. It is for this reason, for example, if you look at the maize prices in South Africa, you would see that they've been elevated for March of 2024, and more so towards the end of the year and the beginning of this year. It's because of that strong demand coming from the region, and Zimbabwe has been one of those major buyers of maize out of South Africa. And the point about the fertilizer usage and why Zimbabwe saw such a decline, I mean, you have to realize also the fact that fertilizer accounts for a big part of the grain farmers' input cost. And in fact, roughly about a third of the farmers' grain farmers' input cost is fertilizer. So when those prices increase, it makes sense that the Zimbabwean farmers had to reduce the usage of it. But that's not the ideal thing to do, because you would have liked them to use more so that they get the better yields, even if we are in a tough drought. But the positive thing is that South Africa was able to step up and supply Zimbabwe just under 1 million tons so far. And I think that by the end of this marketing year in April 2025, South Africa would have provided to Zimbabwe perhaps maybe over 1 million tons of maize, ensuring that they receive what they needed. Because you recall, I said that their production was about 635,000 tons, which means then they needed this a million or so tons in order to meet their domestic needs. There were a bit of stocks that they had there, which assisted. Now, how much maize prices have increased in South Africa? Of course, prices differ on a day by day, but if you look in general, we saw maize prices in South Africa, white maize, having increased by over 50% on a year-on-year basis. So far, they are trading at just over 6,800 rand. And yellow maize at just over 5,800 rand, up roughly 30% on a year-on-year basis. So it's that regional demand that is solid and coming out of Zimbabwe. Now, this is all history. The question that many people may be having in mind is to say, going forward in this new season, which is the 2024-25 production year, which correspond with the 2025-26 marketing year. This is a marketing year that will start in May 2025 and end in April 2026 on the new crop. What is going on? What we know for sure in the new season is that we all knew that we were going into a La Nina season, which means there will be more than enough rainfall in the region and we'll see a recovery in agriculture. But the reality is that the rains were late. For most regions, they started from around about mid-December. And of course, now it continues to rain excellently. But there are some regions where rain started on time, but we went through a dry period in November where we were not receiving enough rainfall. So this has all been just a tough season. But so far in South Africa, we believe that the farmers have been able to plant reasonably well. Others are still busy out there planting. Of course, we are praying that we don't get the frost later in the season. But in Zimbabwe, I just saw the article that was published on the 14th of January in the Herald magazine. And they're saying that the Zimbabwean farmers planted about 1.7 million hectares, which is 97% area of what they intended to plant. Now, you look at that area, you compare it with the long term, it is roughly in line with the long term plantings in Zimbabwe. But of course, you always have to pay in mind, in effect, that these are government figures. And the Zimbabwean government is well known for its history of being economical with the truth. They often overstate things. So we will have to have a sense as to whether those numbers really look that way. But the point is that looking at that production and you compare, for example, with last season, we are down mildly because the last season, I think they planted at about 1.9 million hectares of land. But generally, this is in line with the long-term trend. Zimbabwe has been getting excellent rains in South Africa, perhaps maybe in some region getting too much rain. So we will all be looking to see what their agricultural season turns out to be like. Because if it recovers a little bit, then it does mean that their maize imports for the 2025-26 marketing year will also be reduced. And that's what certainly we are hoping for. Given that South Africa now is having a somewhat reasonably better agricultural season, we all hope and look at Zimbabwe and think that they probably also will have a better season because they usually follow the trend that we'll see in South Africa. Although if it's worse in South Africa, we know that if it's bad in South Africa, we know that it's worse in Zimbabwe. But if it recovers in South Africa, we know that Zimbabwe also recovers somewhat. So that's why we are looking at these numbers and looking at it from that perspective. But folks, I think the essential point really that I had to put forward is that South Africa does shoulder some responsibilities out of Zambia, and we've been able to do that in the past season. And going forward, I think we will continue to do that. And of course, we all hope that someday Zimbabwe's agriculture can also recover. But folks, that will be a discussion for another day about what it will take for Zimbabwe's agriculture to recover and what the policy direction should be and what's the path for investments. But for now, let me stop there. And thanks again for listening to this podcast. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo. And do subscribe in my Substack newsletter. You can just put on Google Wandile Substack and you will see the Substack link. Once you subscribe there, you will get all of our newsletter, mainly on a daily basis, landing into your inbox with a whole range of things that are in the agricultural economic space. And you can follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo. And do follow also our podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, on socials, and our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you so very much for listening.